The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
If you haven't heard of Irish fashion designer Danielle Romero yet, it won't be long before you do, because she's a graduate of the Limerick School of Art and Design. London-based Danielle has worked for the likes of Alberto Ferretti and is about to show for the fourth season in a row at London Fashion Week next month. Danielle, you're very welcome to the programme. I would imagine this is a pretty hairy time for you, just trying to get it all together.
Yeah, it's pretty busy, Dave. We've got about 5 weeks to go for Fashion Week, so the studio's at full steam, I guess.
The studio is at full steam. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're very quickly becoming like one of Ireland's top fashion exports. How did this all happen? You were in UCD, I know, and you said, to hell with that, let's go to Limerick where the fashion is.
Yeah, pretty much. Limerick, LSAD has a really great reputation for fashion. So I went there and studied, and I guess I spent every minute of the summers interning in various studios in London and Paris. And from there, I got my first design job in London and worked there for a year before I did my master's at the Royal College of Art. And from there, I moved out to Italy to work for Alberto Ferretti.
Okay, all those things are fine, but you do have to be able to be very good at schmoozing when it comes to a certain point. I would get the impression that you would rather be behind the scenes sewing buttons.
I'm definitely a behind the scenes sort of girl. I always thought I'd make somebody's really great right hand, and then turned out I kind of preferred doing my own thing. So that's how I guess I set up my own.
Yeah, well, that's no good for you in the next few weeks, because you've got to do something else. You've got to be out front. So in being out front, when the buyers come in, do you only talk when they approach you? Or if they look through two, three or four of your things, now might be a time to jump in. And if you jump in too early, you blow it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the buyers see a lot of collections. They don't want to be ambushed. They want to have a look and see what they think about it themselves. They're real consummate professionals. You know, they know what they like. And if they've spent, you know, 45 seconds on your stand, they're interested. So that's a good time to come and speak to them.
But, like, I get the impression that you are your own woman, because you say yourself you went to UCD to do whatever, was it arts or something?
Yeah, arts.
Okay, and then you said, to hell with that, I'll go to Limerick. And then you get sort of headhunted, is the right phrase, isn't it, by, what do you call it, Alberto Ferretti in Milan. You said, no, I don't want that either. So, like, you know, you
makes
kind
you
of...
Makes you ungrateful.
Well, no, you're not ungrateful, just that, like, you learn something from doing this to say, okay, this is not for me, but it has opened this slight door, but I'd rather go through my own door.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I guess I learned I really love the fashion industry, in that I really love creating and doing something new every 6 months. And but ultimately, I wanted to be my own boss, yeah.
And is it very difficult, or is it like a real leap of who you are yourself? It has to be finally your own decision to make the move from a fashion college graduate to a bona fide designer.
It's kind of the easiest thing in the world and the most difficult thing in the world. You know, you can say tomorrow, I'm a fashion designer, I have my own label, but actually making that work into something that's going to be around for a few years, yeah, it's blood, sweat and tears. It's, you know, it's a lot of work, a lot of determination and a bit of luck, you know, and some people looking out for you. You know, I've been really lucky. People like Sarah Mower, who writes for US Vogue, has taken care of me and helped me get onto the New Gem platform, which is British Fashion Council backed thing, which has given me my space at London Fashion Week. So, yeah.
Space at London Fashion Week. What does space actually mean? Do you get more each time and, like, define space? Like, this is going to be your fourth season at London Fashion Week, and the experience, I presume, is like blood, sweat and tears and madness. But, like, what do you mean? Like, are you bigger than you were before? And
yeah, well, I guess space is really the wrong word. I guess like a slot on the schedule, the official schedule, is kind of the big thing. I suppose the first time I saw my name on that schedule was a pretty big career moment. So I've been going to London Fashion Week for about actually six seasons to sell from there, but like this will be my fourth season with the show. So,
and what about the whole pretentious side of fashion? I mean, like, there's an element where I think sometimes you have to put on that hat now and again, or you have to be the type of person who can hire some celebrities and put them all on the front row kind of thing.
Well, I guess some designers approach it like that. Like, that's not really my bag. I don't think you have to do the kind of pretentious side of it. Like, I think most designers are pretty hardworking, like, behind the scenes people who really enjoy what they do. I guess it's kind of like the music industry. You can approach it from a couple of different ways. And I guess I just do my thing.
Okay, your thing this year, I presume, is probably quite different than the previous 3 years. What's your thing this year in terms of, like, give us a fashion description?
I guess I'm looking at a photographer called Jackie Nickerson's work of a series of photographs she did on African farm workers. So that's kind of what I guess I'm looking at. In terms of what will be in the show, it's going to be like some spring greens and pale pinks. And I guess what marks my work out from other people's is some really interesting fabric developments or textures. I'm very focused on kind of the craft element and what happens on the surface of the garment. So, yeah.
Yeah, will there be anything at all in terms of fashion where you look at it and say, if it's absolutely amazing, or if you think, well, that's not very nice, that actually sparks them, both of those spark equally in you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you can take, you know, inspiration from sort of the strangest things and also things that you don't necessarily really love.
So it's worth investigating even something that you don't think is good, because it has stimulated something in you.
Yeah, exactly. Even gives you a gut reaction. Negative. Yeah, and so there's something there. There's something that you want to kind of figure out or push through, or I guess see why it strikes your curiosity.
Sure, but there is an element of having to do the old, you know, don the sales cap, if you like, as well. So, like, how do you balance creativity with retailing? And, you know, you have to sell something. And if you don't find that easy, do you get a second person to do one of those things? Because you're really the creative, or are you?
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, obviously. But you're not the retailer at all, really.
No, I'm not. I guess I'm really lucky to be stocked by some amazing stores. And Samui is a store in Cork that has been buying me for a good few seasons. And Clodagh Shorten there, I guess she's a kind of visionary enough buyer. She buys some beautiful brands and she's been very supportive. And then I've bought by stores in London like Matches, which have a big online contingent, and Dover Street Market. And then I guess like fashion has also, like, I suppose getting to this point has, you know, opened it up to various different things. At the moment, I've got a packaging collaboration with Neutrogena for their visibly clear pink grapefruit. So that's another kind of exciting element that kind of helps all the business side tick over.
Well, then if the buyers are slightly nearer what's happening in terms of what people are actually going to put their money out for, mm-hmm. do you learn a lot from what buyers select?
Oh.
Do you take from what they do and say, no, I don't care if that thing, like, this is my vision here?
Absolutely. Like, if a buyer responds to something, it's also just, you know, an outside eye and other perspectives. You know, you can get too close to your work and not see what's good from what's bad, and maybe you just don't like it because you've been looking at it for 2 months, not because it's not the best thing in the collection, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to learn. Like, it'd be very arrogant or ignorant to kind of be like, oh, these people who've been doing it a long time, you know, can't teach me anything. So yeah, I guess you just
have to
learn.
Not one of these divas going, I have my own vision, to hell with everybody else. Listen, like, by the way, like, of the things you've mentioned, some of them slightly went over my head, I have to be honest. What's the New Gen Award?
So New Gen is a British Fashion Council award, and it's given out to a number of designers every season. You have to go up against a panel of 15 people in a very long application process of sort of 15 industry experts and kind of, I guess, show them what your next collection is going to be like. So, yeah, they've been supporting me for 4 seasons, and it's a great platform for, I guess, the world to pay attention to you. The press kind of, like, give your collection a second look. It's, yeah, it's just an opportunity.
Well, then what is the one thing that kind of inspires you as being sort of who you are, if you like? I mean, like, there was a few years ago, you're talking the Palette of Tokyo, you see all these guys on their skateboards doing whatever it is they do, dressed whatever it is they were dressed in, and you thought, wait a minute, where are the women skateboarders, and how does that go to the next step?
Well, I guess I'm really interested in, like, girl gangs and what women are about and what they wear. And so that collection was kind of inspired by this idea of a girl skate gang. And then I suppose Spring Summer 15 was inspired by this idea of a gang who lived out in the wilderness and maybe were self-sufficient and lived off grid and, like, fish for their supper. So yeah, so I guess I'm just interested in women as well.
Okay, so do you get any kind of inspiration at all from other Irish designers? You've mentioned names, but would you get inspiration from them, or would that be stealing?
I guess I try not to look at what other contemporary designers are doing, because that's not really, I guess, how you get to the heart of what you're about and how you get to your own kind of creative vision. But I'm definitely inspired by other Irish designers, like the stalwarts, like John Rocha, and obviously his daughter Simone is doing amazing things, and J.W. Anderson is another huge export from this island. So I'm very inspired by what they've accomplished and achieved.
You left the country and you accomplished and achieved. Does everybody have to leave?
Oh, I get asked this all the time and I'm kind of in two minds about it. I think Ireland's very supportive in terms of young business, but I think that fashion, it really helps to be at the heart of where it's all happening, to get the, like, right people on your team, and also just, you know, get out and meet people and be part of a bigger scene. It's very hard to, I guess, get on when you're operating in, like, such a small scene here. I always say to people who are starting up, you know, even if you are based in Ireland, like I was when I first started out, you know, the world is where you're actually selling to, because Ireland's a really small market. But the Irish, like, you know, the Irish have a lot of great support for young business, and also the press are really supportive of homegrown talent.
Well, then let's take a look at a number. Like, your peers, your contemporaries from Limerick, are they all abroad?
Laura Kinsella, fantastic milliner, is working in Dublin. So Kieran Kilgallen, who I've collaborated with a good few times. He's a really great stylist. He's here, but yeah, a lot are abroad in the States, New York, and Paris and London.
Well, then I look at the mood board. What's currently shaping the mood board in your studio? That's the right question here. Yeah. What's happening? Like, I mean, will we see a bit of that in terms of what, you know, the London Fashion Week?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, just in terms of like just what you're actually working on or what the big thing is at the moment, or it's not skateboards and
No, it's so a lot of knotting is going on.
I was a lot of what? Knotting?
Knotting, yeah, knotting in garments, kind of wrapping and knotting. And like I was saying, these Jackie Nickerson images have been really inspiring me and another photographer called Vivian Sasson. So it's going to be a bit punchier than last season and some like kind of palm tree prints.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What are they?
Prints of palm trees.
Oh, palm trees. That's what I said, pantry.
Sorry.
What's a pantry print? All right. Oh, palm tree print. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. By the way, is there a Danielle design aesthetic, if you like? I mean, we're talking from dark, gungy voodoo stuff to science fiction oriental or kind of just super relaxed stuff or night this. Like, is there something that's definitely, oh, that's Danielle.
I think so. I think it's kind of an easy through the body feel, clothes that you can like chuck on with flats and go, but they've always got really interesting surface details or, you know, embellishments going on.
Accessories.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Hold on. Wait a second now. Like, you know, you've said before that, you know, your customer dresses to show off their thoughts, not their assets.
Yeah.
That's a big say. So what do you mean exactly by that? They have to be of a certain kind of mindset. Is that it?
I guess they
They're confident in their own skin types.
Yeah, confident in their own skin and just want to wear what they like, not necessarily. You know, there's a lot of pressure, I guess, on women to dress in a way that's all about figure. And that's just not really what I'm interested in. I think you can wear really beautiful things without it being just about your figure.
What is the one thing that all women should have in their wardrobe?
Oh, God, tough question. A leather jacket.
A leather jacket? One leather jacket?
Well, I think one good one will do you for a while.
Not other kind of jackets as well. This is Ireland. Like, would you not need a bomber jacket and a parka and a tailored one? And
yeah, but you said one thing. So.
Oh, I did. You're right. Whoa. Okay, on the ball. Okay, so listen, just tell us about it then. Fashion Week in London, is Paris, is this a fashion season or something?
Yeah, basically. It's a month of fashion. It starts with New York, then we do London, then Milan and Paris.
And you're doing them all?
No, I'm not doing New York. I'm doing London, as in that's where the show will be. And then I'll go to Milan. Vogue Italia talents are actually taking me there for an exhibition of kind of, I guess, about 8 of the most exciting young talent. And then I'll go to Paris for sales. The business end of it.
Business end of it, yeah. Indeed. Yeah. And by the way, your surname, it's not very Irish.
No, everybody always asks me about that. It's originally from Jersey. So it's like Murphy on Jersey. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, but no, my family haven't lived there in a very
it's
long
common
time.
Common garden name on Jersey,
yeah,
is it? Okay,
exactly.
So but like, if people want to get your stuff, I mean, where can Irish listeners buy pieces from your collections?
Samui in Cork. And if they like to shop online, Matches Fashion.
Right, and you mentioned Neutrogena earlier on. Wait a minute, this isn't clothes. This is a bottle, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you designed a bottle.
Yeah, designed some, like a print for the packaging. Yeah, it was a good, fun project. It was really nice to work in kind of different media. I guess I think these days people really pigeonhole like designers or lots of different professionals, and really like it's quite nice to stretch your thoughts around something else. And it's a product that I use, and they approach me, and it was just a really great project to do. And my mates are really excited about being able to go into Boots and buy it. So
I'm just thinking, like, you're here now talking to me, and it's Tuesday. And I would have thought that you would have been 24 hours working on whatever it is. And that your holiday time is October, November, December, is it?
Yeah, holidays, like, yeah, October. And then we ramp up again in November, December, because we have a show the first week of February. So.
Right. Well, listen, look, you are very successful. You have come from Limerick to the world. Oh, sorry, Dublin, Limerick to the world. So what advice would you have for somebody listening in now who wants to be a designer?
I guess it's a lot of hard work and persistence. Go to a good art college is a good start. Do some internships. Lots of people speak poorly about them. I learned a lot on them. And just really persistence, hard work, be nice to people.
Really?
Yeah.
you don't have to be individual or like yourself or have good ideas or anything.
Well, like, you're not going to cut it in art college if you don't, so.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, look, Danielle, onwards and upwards, and I wish you the very best of luck. And by the way, in London, should I be wishing you the best of luck? Is there something to succeed with other than just to sell to sort of, you know?
Well, yeah, there's lots of things to succeed with. I'm hoping to do a collection I really love, you know, some you love more than others. And I guess be here in about 5 years' time would be great. Still
right,
doing
absolutely.
What I'm doing.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you certainly will. Danielle, thank you very much indeed for dropping in this morning. Good luck in London.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Mornings with Dave Fanning. Weekdays from 9 a.m. on RTE Radio 1.